I can't leave the boy here. His cry will haunt me for years if I do. I swallow. If I take Piggy and the lady by surprise, I might be able to fell them both and free the boy. It's chancy, but I must risk it. Don't goad him so. The woman holds up a hand to stop the other man. Adeptrigal certainly knows better than to fail us again. The boy, Treagle, staggers to his feet and leaves Russell as he stumbles. Their attention is on him. Now is my moment, but I hesitate, branch raised like a sword. Why isn't he trying to escape? His cloak matches theirs, I realize belatedly. They're together? Then why are they beating him? His light brown skin is drained of blood, but when he raises his hand, a feeble flame bursts to life. My breath catches in my throat. He's a torture. What of the other two, though? My body is afire with the urge to flee, but I resist. I have to know how many elementals are inflicting themselves upon Aiblin. I take a chance and lean out from my tree, hoping they don't spot me, but needing a clearer view. The fire in the boy's hand has flickered out. His mouth firms, forcing blood into his lips. I feel like I can't breathe, yet my chest rises and falls unerringly. Treacle's hand waves toward his stout companion, and pellets of fire held down around them. My suspicion that Piggy is another elemental is confirmed when he dances through the flaming rain to send a stream of fire spiraling toward Treagle. It scorches through the air in a roar, a lion of flame. The heat doesn't reach me, but I'm flushed with anxiety. They're not just tortures. They're reckless tortures. The woman does nothing to stop their careless performance. What do they think they're playing at, practicing where anyone can see them? Surely they know the tales of elementals, mothers and fathers, young women and men, spirited away in the night and borne off to Egria's capital to be trained for conscription in the king's army. Why would they risk that? The sound of clapping envelops me, and the woman strides forward. Much better, Treagle, she says approvingly. We'll flush out the truant without so much as a hiccup if you keep that up. Try it again, with feeling this time. My nails dig into tree bark, fighting back a much stronger urge to sprint away at those words. A truant elemental? In my village. These people aren't elementals on the run, hoping for the luxury of both their freedom and their lives. If they're on the hunt for a truant, it can only mean one thing. They're the king's dogs. The ones he sends sniffing out after innocent people who would rather live a quiet life. And if they're after someone in Aiblin, it's likely someone I've known my entire life. As Piggy enumerates Treagle's shortcomings, I inch back the way I came, no longer concerned over Treagle's fate. I wince with each whisper of the underbrush. The last thing I want is to alert them to my presence. I'm afraid to move, but I need to get back so I can warn the villagers of tracker elementals. I can spread the word during supper in the tavern tonight. With a little luck, by tomorrow, word will have reached whoever it is that's hiding their abilities, and they'll be able to flee. It's an imperfect solution, but if it was me in their shoes, I think it better than the alternative, the choice between conscription or execution. I'm nearly free of the clearing when a crack splits the air. My heel. I bite back a curse. I'd let myself get all tangled up in my thoughts and fail to pay attention to where I stepped. I made the mistake of treading on a brittle branch. I freeze, my heart shriveling in my chest. Makers bless, please don't let them have heard that. I pray that the trees around me provide enough cover. I don't dare move. Quiet. The woman's voice lashes out like a whip. It's hard to keep my lungs steady, I discover, when my heart is dancing a jig on top of them.